How you guys doing? My name's Hero. This is Coding with Strangers, and I want to talk about something. Hey, yo, last time we talked about AI in a positive manner, and by positive, I mean my channel receives the most views on a video ever. So, clap it up for you guys. That's something you did. You're watching this, whatever you're doing, however you came across this, early and often. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. I appreciate it. And back then, we were talking about the concern is we probably don't have enough energy to sustain AI, and I still firmly believe that. But one quick look at the comment section in that video, and I'll link that video specifically up in the corner so you guys can watch that video if you want reference. A lot of people didn't seem to have the same concerns as I did about the probability of energy running out due to the increased use of AI support. And once again, I feel very indifferent because as we stand today as a country, America, United States rather, we don't have enough power to currently sustain ourselves. There are rolling blackouts that happen throughout the summer. When we're in the living in the Midwest or East Coast, it is very apparent that wintertime weather causes a disruption in heating, and the perfect, dare I say, the worst example is Texas, where 230 plus people died because their electrical grid couldn't handle a random winter storm. So, no matter how you feel about the situation, it could be better. Whether it's because AI bots and farms are taking over, or it's just poor infrastructure, we could use and do better, right? So with that context out of the way, if we know that the power, and once again, further affirming my belief that we don't have enough power, is that the natural gas and fuel companies are all coming together to try and build enough energy repositories to sustain the AI request for energy. So we have this article out of Reuters, date AI boom to fuel natural gas demands in coming year, report says. April 23rd, a spike in power usage from artificial intelligence data centers could significantly boost natural gas demands in the second half of the decade. Analysts at investment banker Tudor Pickering, Holt & Company said in a report on Tuesday. As much as 8.5 billion cubic feet per day of natural gas could be required to, additionally, to match the rise in demand, the report added. Why is this important? U.S. power and technology companies have expressed concern that the country's electrical system are not expanding fast enough to meet the rapidly growing power needs of technology, such as generative AI, prompting data centers businesses to sometimes bypass utilities and strike deals directly with power producers or build their own supply. A lot of people, especially today, because everyone wants to argue, everyone wants to have a debate. People say, Hero, how do you draw the line? Because people can find facts on the left, facts on the right, facts in the middle, facts everywhere. The way you draw the line is, quite frankly, you follow the goddamn money. Right?
I declare bankruptcy!
Wherever the money is probably where the truth is. And if companies are investing money directly, they're skipping the municipalities and the electrical grids. They're going straight to the company person. Hey, build me a special grid for myself. Build me a something special that only I can use. That's what they're gonna do, right? That's the short answer. So we know that this is a problem, and we know it's a problem because a bunch of people who have money are giving away their money to make sure that this isn't a problem for them anymore. The uptick in overall demand has added to a nationwide queue or request for power generation and energy storage projects to connect to the grid, which swelled 2,600 gigawatts in 2023, 2,000 gigawatts in 2022, according to the latest metric. So we're up 600 gigawatts from in just the course of 1 year. And this was brought to us from according from the latest data from Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory. For context, according to the report, natural gas prices averaged 4 per million British thermal unit. During the second half of the decade, natural gas prices touched 3.5-year low February to 1.6 per MMBTU, largely due to a mild winter forcing many producers of crude oil to curtail their production. Expects pipeline operations such as Kinder Morgan. I actually own some stocks in them. Clap it up for my stock. Great dividend stock. Kinder Morgan. And I got brothers here. Let's talk about it. Let me know. We had a Sunday talk about money. We're reading the book called The Psychology of Money. But I feel like there's an audience out there that wants to talk finances. Let's do that. Let me know if y'all want to do that. And Energy Transfer. Ooh, I also own them too. And William M.B. I'm about to write this shit down because I actually don't know who that is. And to be in the best position to take advantage of growing gas demands while gas producers such as EQT, I own them, and Cheapskate, I call them Cheapskate, but I know that's probably not there, and I also own them, would also benefit by the numbers. The report estimate current power demand from data centers at 11 gigawatts, which is base case, and expects it to grow to 42 gigawatts by 2030. The report added that at its base case, around 7.2 BCFD or increments of natural gas would be required by 2030. So let's get into what this means. For everyone who's looking or reading this, they're talking about this is what they need. They're making a generalized estimation about what they're going to need in the future in 2030. The question that really should be racking everyone's mind is, one, by 2030, it's 2024, so in 6 years, will we be at a place where the economy, like the global warming and the effects of our pursuit of natural resources is going to be able to sustain us? Probably. Is this going to affect global warming? Most definitely. Is it going to speed it up in a negative way? Absolutely. A lot of the ways that this natural gas and crude oil and things of that nature is acquired is through fracking. Thank you so much. We will literally go to a country and say, you guys need democracy. And they'll be like, wait, what do we need democracy for? We had a fair election. Nope, boom, bonk on the head. We want your natural resources. So there's so many things that go on. But I think the thing that's finite about this conversation is because no one knows how much of it there is, we literally will continue to dig holes until we've searched everywhere. And that has to be a little bit concerning. The fact that we don't know how much of this energy we have and we just keep using it, irregardless of the consequences that it's going to have on our planet, people around us, and the whole entire vicinity about it, a bunch of people who are going to die in the next 10 years are making decisions for the next 50 years. And that has to be a little bit concerning. But I think this seals the deal for me. And the reason, another reason for us to pump the brakes with AI, because we literally don't know where the energy is coming from in the future in order for us to power it. And the fact that they don't want to take a natural resource approach to this. And I get it. Farming for battery minerals and battery parts and components has its own effect on the climate. But the fact that there's not even a little bit of a consideration for wind turbine, solar energy, they are strictly going to the gas and natural gases and oil companies to usurp the process of taking energy. And there is a little bit of good here because getting these big time companies off of our grid, imagine your electric bill goes up because someone was too lazy to Google something and instead they put it in ChatGPT. Regardless, where do you think we need to draw the line here? There's so many things wrong with this thing article, but I just wanted to kind of bring this back up because I completely remember us having a debate about this in the last video and hearing that this is now where money is going to, resources are going to, kind of seals the deal for me that this AI is doing more harm than good. But that's just my opinion. I don't want too much from y'all. A like, a follow. Maybe go check out the other video. Let me know what you think. I appreciate it.